Our top stories, the AFL's anti-doping tribunal today hands down its verdict on Essendon's peptide scandal. The tribunal will make its ruling on whether 34 current and former players were given a banned peptide. It coincides with findings that two Collingwood players, Lachie Keith and Josh Thomas, have tested positive to a performance-enhancing drug.
If you'd asked me a couple that I wouldn't have thought would have ever tested positive to anything, well, they'd be right up there, these two boys.
Indigenous leader Noel Pearson has weighed into Queensland's political crisis. Mr Pearson says the member for Cook, Billy Gordon, should not be forced to resign from Parliament after his extensive criminal history came to light. The MP has resigned from the Labor Party, and Mr Pearson says it should be electors and not the Premier who decide Mr Gordon's fate. Education Minister Christopher Pyne says he has no plans for another review of university funding. Eight of Australia's biggest universities are pushing for consensus after the Senate twice knocked back the government's plan to deregulate fees. They say any new review needs to be more comprehensive and involve the industry. And relatives of the two Australians who are among 150 people killed in the plane crash in the French Alps have visited the site to pay their last respects. Investigators have also revealed the co-pilot who deliberately crashed the plane was treated for suicidal tendencies several years before getting his pilot's licence.